Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Become your healthiest self. It's time for Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com. RLS is an issue today. Most of us, all we want at night is a good night's sleep. But if you suffer from restless leg syndrome, or RLS, sleep can become just a dream. Many people with RLS say that when they sit down or lay down, it can feel like there are bugs crawling around inside their muscles. Others complain of pain, tingling, even tightness, itching, aching, and burning sensations in their legs. Sometimes the feeling defies description, and the only way they can find relief is by moving their legs, and this can go on all night long. Today I'm going to be talking about this frustrating condition and hopefully offer up some natural nutritional solutions to ease the discomfort. It is a situation that we do need to address, and it's becoming more and more of an issue. And I think as people learn a little bit more about it, they'll find that it might just be something that they themselves might be having a problem with. RLS is an incurable neurological disorder affecting about 10 million Americans. While doctors don't know exactly what causes it, some causes may be hereditary. It has also been linked to pregnancy and diabetes and smoking and iron deficiency and anemia. Actually, the percentages are even more than that. It's about 10% of Americans. And until recently, many doctors didn't even acknowledge RLS. All that changed when the pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline started to market the Parkinson's drug ReQuip for RLS. Suddenly, RLS became a real condition, something sufferers have known for years. But even though ReQuip offers some relief by mimicking the brain chemical dopamine, it comes with a laundry list of side effects, including abdominal pain and amnesia, anxiety, chest pain, confusion, diarrhea, difficulty breathing, increasing and decreasing in blood pressure, leg swelling, paralysis, vision problems, even urinary tract infections. It can also significantly boost your risk of melanoma. Other drugs like codeine and sleeping pills offer temporary relief, but they can also trigger problems like nausea, sleep apnea, and defendancy. But we're going to talk about some other things that might just make a dramatic difference. You know, so we have to ask ourselves sometimes, do strange and unpleasant sensations in your legs keep you up at night? Are you bothered by an almost, you know, irresistible urge to move your legs when you lie down or relax? You might just be someone who has this problem of sleep disorder situation called restless leg syndrome, or RLS. The tingling, aching, itching of restless leg syndrome can last for hours and usually gets worse at night, preventing you from getting the sleep you need. When you think about RLS, I think a lot of people are still learning that it is an issue that, you know, want to be addressed and we should be thinking about, but it's not talked about as much as things like insomnia or, you know, the situation of having rough dreams at night when they jar you through your sleep, or getting up during the night even to urinate because you have a prostate problem and disrupting your sleep. Those are things that we do talk about all the time. If you do have restless leg syndrome, a typical night might go just like this. You lie down in bed, you're ready to go to sleep, and just as your body starts to feel a little bit more relaxed, you end up having this situation where you start having to move your legs. And it's something that you're not really familiar with, and it's kind of a weird sensation. And you feel that crawling and that tingling or the itching in your legs start. You try to ignore it, but the uncomfortable sensations, they kind of win. And before you know it, you have to move your legs. You get out of bed to stretch. You can even pace the floor. And for a moment, things settle down and you find some relief. But then you lie down again and that restless sensation in your legs starts all over again. Not only are the symptoms and the signs of restless leg syndrome different from one person to another, but they can be kind of tricky to describe. Common descriptions include that creepy crawly feeling, you know, and that comes up with most people. And I've talked to so many people over the years, and they'll say, it's like creepy crawly, you know, kind of like, you know, like little things moving up and down my legs. And for a long time, people would say, well, it must be just in their head. But more and more people are talking about it. And it's becoming something that is, you know, a thing we need to be aware of. Some of the common signs and symptoms of RLS is that leg discomfort combines with a strong urge to move. The rest triggers the symptoms, believe it or not. The uncomfortable leg sensations start or become worse when you're sitting, laying down, or trying to relax. And aren't those the things we're supposed to be doing anyway? Right? Relaxing, laying down, you know, trying to end the day with a restful, peaceful evening. And that's when it starts. The symptoms get worse at night. RLS typically flares up at night. In more severe cases, the symptoms may be earlier in the day, but they become much more intense at night. Symptoms improve when you walk around and move your legs. Crazy. The relief continues as long as you keep moving. Leg twitching or kicking while sleeping. Many people with RLS also have periodic limb movement, or PLMD, which involves repetitive cramping or jerking of the legs when you sleep. So we need to look for triggers that might be a problem. And then, of course, nutrition as well. Managing our stress. We know that RLS symptoms get worse when you're anxious and overwhelmed. Anything you can do to keep your stress in check will help, including relaxation techniques like meditation and deep breathing. Cutting back or eliminating alcohol. Alcohol has been known to worsen the symptoms of restless legs, so be cautious about drinking in the evening. Alcohol can also disrupt your sleep, so you're more likely to wake up in the middle of the night and be bothered by these RLS symptoms. This is a big one. Don't overdo it. We know that exercise is good for us, but sometimes strenuous exercise can exacerbate the symptoms of RLS, especially close to bedtime. So be a little smarter about your exercise routine. It's also wise to avoid sudden changes in your activity level. And probably one of the biggest things, quit smoking. We know that nicotine is a stimulant that impairs blood flow to the muscles and can make restless legs worse. So, of course, it's best to avoid cigarettes and hopefully cut back on some of the things that cause our body to be stimulated in general, like caffeine. For some people with RLS, caffeine is a trigger. However, recent studies show that it may actually, for some people, be beneficial. You don't know where you fall. So once again, it's not good for everybody, but it may be something that you need to take a look at, either as a benefit or as a trigger. We also have to take a look at some of the things that nutritionally we need to keep focused on. We need to eat a diet that's a little bit better for us. We need to make sure that we are, you know, eating foods that are actually beneficial to the body. We want to make sure that we are not eating a lot of food that is empty. A lot of the empty medications out there really do not cause any support for the body. Keeping our body in a nutritional balance is very, very important. Diet is important. Movement is important. Exercise, stress balancing, and my goodness, trying to get a good night's rest can be one of the hardest things that we do when we have RLS. In the moment, when you're having RLS, get up and walk around. Finding the urge to move can make the feelings worse. And fighting it can really, truly keep you in a non-relaxed mode. Distract yourself with a game or an activity. Apply some hot or cold packs to your legs. Try some calf stretches, some yoga poses, some knee bends, or simple ankle or foot rotation. Relax your muscles with a massage or a hot bath. Pressure can help relieve the discomfort of the restless leg syndrome. Try wearing compression stockings or wrap your legs in bandages, but not too tight. We don't want to cut off the circulation. Of course, avoiding heavy-duty activity is part of it. When you go to your doctor, make sure that they're aware that you're having the problem. Make them aware that this is something that's happening more than just once a while. Now, when you decide that this is an issue, you're going to have to make adjustments. You're going to have to start changing things and working yourself into a mode where you are now allowed to be able to get a good night's rest without the symptoms keeping you awake every single night. Some individuals with RLS can have it on a regular basis. Some of them have it every night. Some of them have it intermittently. I know people that have had it. It's gone away for a period of time, but it's come back again, sometimes as bad or worse as it was in the past. So where do we go with this? I mean, truly, how do we deal with restless leg problems on a big scale? It's about information. It's about knowing that you do have the availability of checking up to well, checking up on yourself, but also what's going on in the field and keeping aware. I want to remind you also to stay up to date on each and every one of these shows by liking our Facebook page. Or follow us on Instagram or Twitter and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is and listen in. You might hear it mentioned here on the show. For more information or understanding more about restless leg syndrome and other health and wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition. You'll find it at local health food stores. It's packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips, and it's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Pick up your healthy copy today. You'll be glad that you did. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the idea of restless leg syndrome. Let's talk a little bit about the nutrition that goes along with it, because this is really important. And sometimes I think a lot of people are surprised that nutrition can actually do so many different things for your body. Now, one thing you want to look at is iron. An iron deficiency and low blood levels of iron-storing protein, ferritin, have been linked to RLS. This means that the lower your iron levels, the more severe the symptoms of restless leg. Bringing your iron levels back to normal by supplementing with iron picolinate can restore ferritin levels and reduce spasms, but, and this is important, too much iron can be just as harmful as too little. To be on the safe side, ask your doctor to check your iron levels. If you're low, he or she will recommend a dosage that's appropriate for you. Keep in mind that there are wonderful natural sources of iron available, irons that are not as hard on the intestinal tract, irons that build your blood, but at the same time don't cause the harmful side effects of constipation or upset stomach. So make sure that you see your availability of different kinds of iron that are available. Some liquids are very, very beneficial, and there's many plant-based irons that are available to you today. Folic acid. Now, your brain needs this B vitamin to manufacture the neurotransmitter dopamine. Low dopamine levels increase involuntary spasms. Research published in Alternative Medicine Review showed that supplementing with folic acid improves all RLS symptoms, especially if you've inherited the condition or have a problem with dopamine metabolism. Studies use up to 1,000 micrograms or 1 milligram of folic acid to balance dopamine levels. But be aware that taking this much folic acid can interfere with the laboratory diagnosis of vitamin B12 deficiency. This could allow the deficiency to progress undetected to the point of irreversible nerve damage. To avoid this, make sure to tell your doctor if you're taking a mega dose of folic acid. Now, probably one of my favorite minerals is magnesium, something that many of us have used over the years for muscle cramps and muscle spasms and for everything in the body for helping to regulate our heartbeat and keep our muscles in a non-cramping situation. Many leg cramps are the result of a magnesium deficiency. Making sure you have enough magnesium circulating in your body will help the nerve endings in the muscles work correctly. Now, this means that they're able to relax during a cramp. According to a small German trial of mild to moderate RLS, patients taking a magnesium supplement every evening experienced fewer arousals due to leg sensations throughout the night. Very beneficial. Now, an herb that I love myself is kava. This is an herb renowned for its calming properties, which may ease the effects of RLS in much the same way that pharmaceutical sedatives do, but without the side effects. Kava lactones, the active in compound in kava, are thought to have anti-anxiety, mild analgesic, muscle relaxing, and anticonvulsant properties and effects. All of this can help tame RLS symptoms. Try taking about 300 milligrams of a standardized kava supplement 1 hour before going to bed. Now, these are wonderful things. These are wonderful nutrients that are very effective. I find that sometimes the awareness of restless leg problems is something we have to experience, because there is a big dramatic difference in having a leg cramp and having sore legs due to an exercise workout, or legs that are sore because we're carrying too much weight, or we're sitting incorrectly during the day and wrapping our legs around the back of the chair, or we're walking a lot more than we're used to walking. Sometimes that's normal sensation of discomfort and pain from exercise. When you have RLS, it is something that is very noticeable. You have to kind of imagine yourself laying there in the bed and trying to relax, And at the same time, it feels like your legs are standing on the beginning of a marathon run and they are ready to go. And you're kind of fighting that sensation. You can feel the almost like the energetic pulse of your legs wanting to move. And the longer you try to keep them still and relax and put it out of your mind and not think about it and not feel the sensations, the more that you're fighting that sensation. And the only way to actually make that sensation kind of dissipate, even for a small amount of time, is to move your legs. And then things will settle down for a little bit, and then it'll start up again. Can you imagine trying to deal with this all night long? And many people do. So restless leg is a situation that has now become diagnosed. We know that those symptoms are worse at night. We know that we end up having that strong, overwhelming need to urge and to move those affected limbs. And sometimes it gets to the point where, you know, you just feel like you're fighting a losing battle. Now, some people say that there's just as many women as there are men having this. And I think some of the new studies are basically saying this. There was a time when more women than men were having the problem. But, you know, I think I'm seeing it pretty much across the board now. And as you start to experience more and more of this situation, you're going to start to talk to people. And before you know it, you're going to be talking to people that are going to say, I've had that problem for a long time. I just don't talk about it. And I talked to my doctor and they just said there's not much we can do. Well, there's things we can do. We also need to make sure that we know who to ask. We also have to be asking questions on every part of our health. And I think for many of us, a lot of times people just feel that we're at an age when we have to, we have to just give in and accept it. They say that it's more common in older adults. It's true. And it's always been kind of typically more with women. But we are now starting to see men as well. After age 50, RLS symptoms often increase in severity and significantly disrupt the sleep even more. It also happens, and very commonly, during pregnancy. Approximately 40% of pregnant women experience it as well. Sometimes it dissipates after the baby is delivered, and it kind of puts us into a category where, you know, it's one of those temporary things. You've heard of women that are pregnant that have temporary blood sugar problems. Well, women that are pregnant sometimes have RLS during the pregnancy, and then it goes away. For many of us, we're pretty well stuck with it unless we use things, techniques, supplementation, changing our diet, you know, increasing good, solid activity, but doing our activity in a way that allows us and affords us a better, healthier way of keeping our muscles limber. You know, every time that I speak to someone that does have RLS, they're really not the typical person that is overly active. Many of them have become very sedentary. A lot of them are living lifestyles where they're behind a chair, behind a desk more often. Sometimes weight is an issue as well, and not doing much in the amount of activity in their lifestyle. Nothing more than the normal getting ready, going to work, walking around the office, some basic shopping and things like that, but nothing above and beyond. And I think that above and beyond is very, very important, even if it's just walking. You know, walking is still one of the best ways of increasing our circulatory system. You know, managing our weight, increasing blood to the extremities, increasing blood to our brain, helping to resolve many digestive issues, wonderful for helping us resolve many stress issues that are coming our way. So the activity part of this is important in almost every aspect of our life. But when you start to look at these discomforts and the triggers and the nighttime restlessness that it causes, I think many people have to, you know, finally get to the point where they're going to have to start, you know, really looking at the big picture. We talked about iron, we talked about magnesium, we talked about folic acid, vitamin D. Recent studies now show that RLS symptoms are more frequent and more severe in people with a vitamin D deficiency. Your doctor can easily test your vitamin D levels, or you can simply make it a point to get out in the sun more often and look for a supplementation product, a tiny little capsule of vitamin D. So supplementation is an issue. Daily activity, including aerobic exercise and some lower body resistance training, can also significantly reduce the symptoms of restless leg syndrome in many people. Try to choose an activity that you love, that you enjoy, and you that you don't mind doing. And I think that's one of our big things today. You know we need to exercise, but many of us don't find something that we like. And, you know, we go a couple times and that's about as much as we do. But, you know, find some ways of doing it. If you don't belong to a gym, you could do many things at home, like a calf stretch, you know, a front thigh stretch, you know, stretching your hips, maybe looking for, you know, an availability of a class where you can go to yoga. According to research published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine, women with RLS who practice yoga reduce their symptoms and experience less stress, elevated mood, and better sleep habits. So very, very effective. The symptoms of RLS can also, besides making it hard to sleep, you know, cause next day fatigue and cloudiness and fogginess because we're not getting the sleep the night before because of that movement of our legs. Some ideas you might want to incorporate in. Try sleeping with a pillow between your legs. It may prevent the nerves in your legs from compressing and result in fewer nighttime RLS symptoms. Stick to a regular sleep schedule. Support your body's natural circadian sleep rhythm by going to bed and getting up around the same time every day, including the weekends. Optimize your bedroom for sleep. Make sure it's really dark. Make sure that you don't have a lot of lights blinking from electronic devices, blackout shades, maybe some movement of air, and, you know, make the investment in a really good mattress. Winding down with a relaxing bedtime routine. Try curling up in bed with a good book, you know, the one with pages and the black print on it, not the backlit device. Listening to calming music, taking a hot bath, maybe with some lavender oil in it, and powering down your electronics an hour or so before bedtime. The blue light from the screens, the TVs, the phones, the tablets, the computers suppress sleep-producing hormones like melatonin and end up stimulating your brain. So a lot of things we can do, and you know, who doesn't need a better night's sleep anyway? So some of these things can be incorporated in for the rest of us, not even dealing with RLS, but just want a better night's rest. There are also, across the board, amazing herbal supplement products that help you relax as well at bedtime and allow you and afford you a better, more restful sleep. You know, and these are tiny little things that can make a dramatic difference. And there are also things that can, you know, maybe make yourself push yourself and aim yourself at a better, healthier way of getting a good night's rest. You know, a lot of us are still under the impression that sleep is just something that we have to do, you know, or that we should be doing. But you know what? Sleep is so important, and a good, undisturbed night's sleep is going to make a dramatic difference in your next day health. You're going to be more alert. You're going to be more focused. Your immune system is going to be stronger. Believe it or not, a bad night's rest can raise your blood pressure. And if you're fighting the urge to move your legs all night long, how much rest are you truly getting? So keep those supplements in mind, the magnesiums, you know, a good calcium at bedtime, some vitamin D. Make sure that you've got things that are helping your circulation. Make sure you're incorporating in some activity, a better quality diet, you know, things that feed and nourish the body, not just things that nourish your palate because you have cravings for food. You know, put some food into your body that's going to nutritionally make a difference. Remember, there's lots of good beneficial magnesium in dark green vegetables. Omega-3 oils are amazing for helping to reduce your inflammatory levels in your body. And there are just such good nutrients available today. And I mentioned earlier, Better Nutrition Magazine, please get yourself a copy of that every month because it will give you a journey toward trying some natural things that are very, very effective for a better way of healthy living. And sometimes we just need that. We need some help. We need some support. We need some things that are going to make a difference in our overall health. And one of the best ways of doing that is have the nutritional information. There's a good book you might want to look at. It's Restless Leg Syndrome, Natural Remedies to Cure RLS and Regain a Healthy Sleep Cycle by Chad Wardrick. Website of the week, Restless Leg Syndrome Foundation, RLS.org. You know, you want to have information. You want to be able to have the availability of having knowledge. And today there is so much information running around out there. So when you start looking into RLS and you start looking for information, just make sure that you're getting your information from viable sources, from good professional places that you can get information. Because as much good information as there is out there, there's plenty of bad misinformation as well. And I look at it this way. Over the years, I've learned that the more desperate, the more frustrated, the more irritated that we get with our healthy living you know, problems and our deficiencies and the annoyances of symptoms, the better chance we're going to try something rather than nothing. And many times it's just our desperation that makes us choose things in a very, very bad way. So don't do that. Choose good information. Choose positive information. You know, broaden your horizons. Read good quality books. Go to wonderful web pages that provide good information. You know, follow the people that are making a difference in our field of good health. And, you know, this is one of those things that you're going to hear more and more about. You may be hearing about restless leg syndrome today for the very first time. Well, it's here. It's been here for a long time, and now it's being talked about more. And it is something that we have to focus on. So nutrition and diet and a good amount of a flexible exercise, a good night's sleep will be more achievable when you're dealing with RLS. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Make sure to visit them at EuropharmaUSA.com. For more information on this and all of my show segments, remember to go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com and look for the Talk Healthy Today show for the on-demand podcast of the show, available at RadioMD.com. I thank you all for listening. Have a great day and stay well. Thank you very much.